We die because we're supposed to die. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with a couple of thoughts on aging. We really have immortality in all of ourselves and all of our being, but we have taken a wrong attitude about it. Now, research demonstrates that aging isn't a supernatural process. It's a physical one that gradually occurs as the systems wear out beyond the bodily ability to repair them. Cells fill up with metabolic debris called lipofuscin that they can't digest, accompanied by decreasing functionality. They also undergo glycation, gumming up and caramelizing with sugars that have bonded to proteins. And the DNA can suffer mutations, and the body slowly loses stem cells, which weakens the healing and repair. Aging is a breakdown, but broken things can be fixed. After all, cars and airplanes tend to wear out as they get older, but with sufficient maintenance, they can last far beyond their designed life. This is true for all of us. What is it that we do? How can we start doing this? They've done research on mice. We've spoken of this before. They've done research on mice where, with mice, they have put them on a starvation diet, and they have given them a good attitude to live in, and these mice just lived longer and longer and longer. In fact, they have all sorts of things that are showing that life can be much, much longer and giving us a very happy and a very healthy life. Now, is this what we want? Is this what we want to have, a longer, happy, and healthy life? Do we want to live into immortality? Well, there's no reason why not. There's no reason why not. We can live forever. We can have like the Methuselah mouse. It's quite an experience. They give them a starvation diet, and they extend their life tremendously. And they extend it in a happy way. And the mice are getting younger in every way. And in about 20 or 30 years, science tells us that they'll have on the market the program which will allow humanity to live 20, 30, 50, 100 years more in a happy, healthy, harmonious body, and the ideas of retirement will be a thing of the past. Well, now that's not a bad idea. But where does this begin? Should we starve our body? Well, we might certainly give our body a little better food. We're certainly hearing enough about it on radio and television and the publications. But we still eat more. We love the sugar. We buy candy, and even though we want to refrain from eating it, we still do. And that's pure sugar. And they caramelize our stem cells, and they keep us from living our proper length of life, which is immortality. We give ourselves all sorts of things that make it difficult for our body to operate as an effective machine. If we were to put improper gasoline in our car and then wonder why our car wouldn't operate, we wouldn't be surprised if someone said, "Well, you put improper gasoline in your car for the design of your engine." Well, our bodies too. We put improper things into our body which is not for the design of our body. Our body delights in having roughage going through it. It delights in having the proper things in it. Now, there's no reason for the cells of our body, the enzymes of our body, not to produce the various things that are necessary for the functioning of the body. As a young person, people produce this very efficiently, and they live very happy, healthy, fulfilling lives. But as we get older, the ability to produce this is reduced because we have given our body so many things to replace it that it thinks it doesn't have to produce it anymore. And so those enzymes cease to be functional and beneficial to us. Interesting thing, but true. Now, What is it that we want to do? How do we want to live our life in the beautiful way that we want to live it? How do we want to express our life in the beautiful way that we want to express it? How do we want to be so fantastic in our world that everything we do is utterly amazing and beautiful? That we live in whole bodies that are filled with health and vitality. I am vital, dynamic, alive. I have people who talk with me about their health. And I say, if you will say, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, every day, every day, every day. If you'll say it again and again and again. And if you'll say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And some people, well, I say these things, but they don't work. I say these things. No, you don't say these things and they don't work. You maybe mumble those things. You maybe reiterate those things, but your iterations are not done out of your heart. They're just done out of anger. And no, it doesn't work. I'll try it, but it doesn't work. What you are putting in your mind is that it doesn't work, not that it works. Now, what do you want to put in your mind? You want to put in your mind that it does work? If you want to put in your mind that it does work, then it's up to you to keep your attitude harmonious with the idea that it works. Because if you do something with an attitude, you know that it's not going to be harmoniously done. Children who help around the house with an attitude, it's not something that's harmoniously done. And it's not something that makes anybody else happy in their presence either. These are things that are very important for us to consider. They're very important for us to realize that if we're going to age, or not age, if we're going to get younger, if we're going to get younger, we believe, say, and pray, and in every possible way, know, I am vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. If you ever tell anybody what your problem is, you exacerbate that problem. If you ever tell anybody that the treatment you're working on doesn't work, then you're empowering that treatment not to work. And this is what you're telling yourself, that it doesn't work, and so henceforth it does not work. I have very little confidence in people who come to me and say, but I've worked on this for years, and I've done this for years. No, you haven't. What you've worked on for years is that it doesn't work. And that's what that is the result that you're getting. What is it that you want? Do you want that it works? Then if you want that it works, you must be so 100% with an attitude that it works. Attitude is tremendously important. We know that. What sort of attitude do we have? What sort of life do we have? What sort of world do we have? What sort of things do we have that are important to us? Makes a big difference, doesn't it? What sort of things do we have that are important to us? Well, if we get started in our life knowing what we really want, then we will have some beautiful things going on in our world. If we can have an attitude, a school of attitude, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Well, if we can have an attitude of, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I am vital, dynamic, alive, I like me, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm divine order, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm peace, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Wow. What great and glorious things would take place in our world. It's all a matter of, what is it that we really want? What is our personal peace, contentment quotient? What is that quotient that we have for our peace, contentment attitudes? Wholeness, immortality. Do you believe that? You can. If you believe that, then you have everything going for you, and life is beautiful. So, my friends, the reality is that Americans now live longer, healthier lives by several decades than the majority did a century ago. Most of us think it's a good thing. Would extending this phenomenon by several more decades be good too? I believe it would. And I believe that not only several decades, but several centuries and eternity. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. And it sounds just like what I choose to do with my life. How about you? Join me and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.